Guys.
Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Must be an appendix, or it's out. It's Elizabeth and Radar. We're talking about it because Bindi Irwin, the daughter of the late crocodile hunter Steve Irwin, had her appendix taken out. It was the night that she was supposed to go to the Steve Irwin gala and help raise money, but she had the old appendix flare up, and it actually ruptured. So we decided we're gonna play a little game.
Yeah, we're putting this game together here. Appendix or appetizer?
Okay, and we ask you to call in. And Gina from Slinger is welcome to the show.
Gina, before we play the game, do you have your appendix?
I do, but I don't have my gallbladder.
You don't have a gallbladder?
My sister had hers removed, too. When did you get yours removed?
In 2010, I believe it was.
Wow.
Oh, my gosh. Jeez. Are you okay?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Do you have your tonsils? Anything else you're missing?
Nope.
Okay. All right. Well, you can still play the game. You have your appendix.
Let's go.
Not that that was a requirement. All right. This is a game we just whipped together really quickly here, because when I was younger and learned about the appendix, I remember thinking it was appetizer when I was little. I didn't understand. And then I quickly did learn what it was.
The appendix is so appetizing.
Okay. So I'm going to give you some odd-sounding words or terms, and then you're going to have to guess whether it's a body part like an appendix or an appetizer that you'd find on the menu. Radar's going to play here as well. And all of you listening, you can play at work, at home. Gosh. Let's see how well you know the body and how well you know food.
Appendix or?
Let's give you a softball one
appetizer.
Here.
All right.
Well, it's body part or appetizer.
Okay, body part or appetizer. Okay.
Mozzarella stick. Gina?
That's definitely an appetizer.
It would probably make your gallbladder talk, but yes. We're definitely going to say it.
All right. Good, okay. Good. So the next one. Jejunum. Jejunum. Jejunum.
Appetizer.
Appetizer or body part?
You said it's an appetizer, Gina?
Yes.
I'm going to go with Gina. She sounded pretty confident there. Is it?
What kind of appetizer do you think it is?
Some kind of, I don't know, like
seafood?
Fish or something?
Yeah.
Y'all are wrong.
What is it?
You're wrong. It is a body part.
What?
So it's the middle part of the small intestine, and it's used to absorb nutrients digested from food into the bloodstream.
Gina, how come you didn't know that? You had your gallbladder out.
Oh, my gosh.
You sounded so confident when you answered, too.
Because it doesn't sound like a body part.
That's the part of the game. This is all appendix or appetizer. Is it body part or appetizer? Okay, next one. Rocky Mountain oysters.
We're on the air, so I have to behave. That's definitely an appetizer.
That's an appetizer and body part.
Exactly. Yeah. And if you don't know, look it up.
Look it up.
It's a delicacy in Colorado. Would you ever eat that at all, Gina?
No, never.
Mm-mm. Radar, would you?
I know. Now that I know what it is, no. I will not eat those. Absolutely
okay,
not.
Okay, this may sound like we're on a similar thread here, but just go with me. Cecum.
That is a body part.
I'm going to say that's a body part.
You're
too.
Right.
Okay, it is. Okay.
Do you know what that actually is, Gina?
Is it your back? Gina?
I don't remember exactly, but I do know it's a body part.
It is. It's part of the large intestine.
Gina, you had your gallbladder out. You should know that.
Way to go.
All right. So again, it's appendix or appetizer.
Right.
Body part or appetizer.
Body part or appetizer. Here with
possum
the mix.
Possum pie. Possum pie.
Possum pie.
Is that a body part? Or
I'm
going to say
it's an appetizer, but it doesn't sound very appealing.
It sounds like it could be both body part and appetizer.
It is an appetizer.
All right.
And it's made with chocolate and cream cheese and whipped cream. No, I need to have some of that action.
No possum in there?
Right?
No, no possum in there. Okay, next. Right. Weenus. Weenus. Is it a body part or is it an appetizer?
Come on, Gina. Come on, Gina.
Oh, my God.
Come on, Gina. I know this one.
Gina.
We're going to say...
We used to joke about it in school. Yes, yes, body part.
And what is it?
It's your skin, right? Isn't
it's your elbow.
Your elbow skin right there. Yeah.
And
because we used to say that all the time in school. Your weenus is showing. What?
Oh, my God.
It is my elbow.
And that's how you play appendix
yes.
or appetizer.
Gina, thank you so much for joining us before going to work.
Thank you.
Nerds.
Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.